You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. I'm the founder and CEO of Revelio, an innovative software and media solutions company. I'm also the founder of Tech with Heart Foundation, which is bringing to you the Tech with Heart show, all about empowering entrepreneurs to embrace technology so that you can stay competitive and relevant in a rapidly changing digital environment. Today's topic is How is the metaverse going to affect human relationships? It's a very, Facebook came out last week and explained that they're changing their corporation name to Meta. They don't want to be known only as a social media platform company anymore. They want to be the leader in this new metaverse, which is going to become our new world normal in time. And we wanted to come on here today and discuss this topic, just kind of open the dialogue up and just kind of plant some seeds of thought, as this is all kind of new, and sometimes new can feel very upsetting, nerve-wracking, and kind of maddening, because it seems as though there's just so much change happening. It's just so much all at once. I mean, COVID came in. We saw a huge paradigm shift in how businesses were going to be able to stay afloat during the pandemic, in which we were not allowed to connect with one another. And this idea of a metaverse is now feeling somewhat even more threatening, especially to older generations who don't really grasp or feel the need to step into an alternate universe. But I wanted to just kind of come on today and share some thoughts, some insights as to how we as a human race can embrace such a thing as metaverse while not forsaking our need for one another as human beings, because that's another main vein of thought with the Tech with Heart initiative, is how can we use technology in a way that enhances and deepens that human relationship? We do not want to let technology remove our need for one another, and that's basically what we're talking about today. So, metaverse. Let's just go ahead and talk about what is the metaverse, and then I'm going to paint some pictures for you, and then we'll move into how is it going to affect your business and how you as a business owner might want to start tuning in and paying attention. That's all I'm asking you to do right now is stay open-minded, pay attention. It's not upon us like as of this moment, but we are moving in that direction, and it's always good for you to stay agile, as you saw through the corona pandemic, how important it is for you to stay adaptive. So that's one of the big takeaways today, is that stay open-minded, stay informed, and stay adaptive. But let's talk about what is the metaverse. So if you think about the metaverse, I want to just kind of compare it to some things that we do know and hopefully understand. Think about video gaming right now. The reason why video gaming is so incredibly addictive to the younger generation is because it really is like a whole nother world that they're tuning into when they put on those headsets or grab those game consoles or surround themselves in these big screen arena, you know, rooms, and they play with other friends of theirs. But they play with those friends in avatar form. So they're no longer, it's not like the old Atari days, guys, where it's just like, you know, ping pong paddle or a little, you know, tank roaming around a screen, or even in the era of Pac-Man where you're just, you know, it's just completely different. It's far more real feeling. And they enhance it so that it almost feels like you're in a cinematic theatrical event. And these avatars that a person can put on, you know, the sensation that they are playing as an alternate character is our reality moving forward. That is what the metaverse is going to be a lot like. We are all going to have an opportunity to enter into the metaverse with an alternate persona, avatar, but in 3D form. So it's not going to just show up as an icon. You're going to actually be able to see yourself moving. You're going to be able to hold your hands in front of yourself in this alternate metaverse world. and you're going to be able to see your hands. You're going to be able to converse with others that are in the metaverse as well, as if they were like physically right there. So it's going to feel a lot more real in the future. And that's why video games are so addictive right now. Not only are they so well designed that you feel like you're completely immersed in an alternate world, but then they also reward behaviors. So gamification, I've been kind of saying this for a while now, you know, make it fun for your clients. If you're a business owner and you really want to engage them, we'll reward them for engaging. And that's called gamification. There's different types of gamification, but that's not the topic of today. But gamification is huge in the online gaming world. So we're going to see a lot of that also transition with the metaverse, because people love to be rewarded. I mean, they love a challenge. The thing about the metaverse or these video game realms is that you can be bold, take risks, and not really feel threatened that it could end your life. And so you're a little bit more bolder sometimes in these metaverse or this metaverse world, this video gaming console world. And so there's a lot more fantastical. It's like a mix between this technology, science, and fantasy. But moving forward as a society into this metaverse, I see it very much that it's going to be another version of our real world. It's just going to be immersed in a virtual platform, much like a video game console. So with the movement of technology, I'm sure you've been hearing things like blockchain, artificial intelligence, and cryptocurrency. You see, we are moving away from doing things on the original internet that was never designed to be able to handle the e-commerce side of the way we are conducting business online right now. And there's a lot of gaping holes, which is why there's so much need for cybersecurity and heavy armament, and sometimes 3 or 4 levels of locking things down so that hackers can't get in there and steal all of your information. And we're still seeing data breaches all the time. Well, blockchain is going to be the platform in which our new internet is going to be built on. And this new blockchain internet is going to be a lot more secure. Not saying it's unhackable, but it's a lot harder to hack it. And this topic we're not going to go into discussing blockchain either. I've done that in a past episode. You can just research it. But digital currency, cryptocurrencies are going to become the new norm. In fact, they already are. That's another thing I recommend that you start looking into applying into your business, is to be able to accept and exchange cryptocurrencies as currency for your business products or services. Moving forward, you're not going to want to be left out of being able to do business, especially with the top 1%. The super wealthy, a lot of them are actually in the crypto space right now. And so if you ever want to receive funds as a donation, you might want to open those doors sooner rather than later to cryptocurrency. So this new internet that's coming is going to be built on blockchain. This new metaverse is going to be built on top of that new blockchain world, that it's going to be like a platform on top of a platform that's going to be huge. Both players are huge. So we'll shift away from the internet as we know it, and we will start using the blockchain type internet soon. It's getting built, and it's upon us. It's probably within the next 5 years. I see everything will shift over, especially anything related to e-commerce, supply chain, all that will shift over to this new blockchain.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
The metaverse, is going to be growing over time. The metaverse needs content creators and it needs big players. Right now we're seeing Facebook is leading the charge in building or saying that they're going to lead the metaverse. Well, Facebook has got billions of dollars. We also know a few other big conglomerates that have billions of dollars that they can throw at this. So we want to move forward with an open mind, realizing that it's going to be just yet another opportunity for us to open doing business on a platform in which there will be a ton of people there to do business with. So let me just kind of paint the picture. If you are currently a business coach and you speak at events or you have online coaching programs, those would be great opportunities for you to enter into the metaverse with. You're going to want to make yourself known there because it's going to be as big as the internet, but in an immersive virtual world where people will enter this virtual world either through headsets that, you know, you see like the VR, virtual reality kind of headsets, or it's going to be through augmented reality glasses. Like if you're an Iron Man fan, he puts on special glasses and it's basically a computer in front of his eyes, but they look stylish. Facebook just recently came out with Ray-Ban style augmented reality glasses. So you see it's happening. We're moving in that direction where we will have headset wear. Some people say there will be contacts that we can put on our eyes. I'm a little leery about that because I don't want anything touching my actual eye, but these lenses will allow us to see alternate data and an alternate world when we turn them on and we'll enter the metaverse that way. There will also be an opportunity in the future where if we want to experience like feeling where somebody's touching us or engaging with us physically, then we're going to be able to have these special suits that we can put on that have little haptic feedback like sensors all throughout them. And those sensors are going to allow us to feel if somebody touches us in this metaverse. So it is definitely going to be a combination of physical with virtual, a ton more virtual than physical. But will it remove our need for one another? My answer is not if we don't let it. So I'm always trying to like pave the way saying, hey, look, technology's here. Let's embrace it. But let's be wise on how we use it. We are hoping that the big giants aren't going to be the only ones providing platforms in this new metaverse, so that we are basically building on their platforms. And so they kind of more or less own us. We don't want to ever feel that anybody owns us, but there will probably be independent platforms that will say it's just open source. Nobody owns your content, but it's still on the blockchain. So there's security. I mean, I don't know for sure how this is all going to play out. I just think that we all need to stay open to the idea that this is going to be our future. And if you are above 60 years old and you're hearing me right now and you're tuning out because you're thinking, I don't need to know any of this. I'll just stick with what I've got. I'm going to retire in about 10, 20 years. I don't need to get involved with this. And I say that is probably true. By the time that you are ready to retire, it will be upon us. And if you don't want to move your business forward when you retire, then that's fine. But if you do want your business to carry on with as a legacy of yours beyond when your life is over, and you want your younger generational leaders to step in, you're going to have to help them see the value of starting to pay attention to what's happening as it develops, as it evolves. We don't want to put our head in the sand at this point and say, oh, it has nothing to do with me. I'm never going to play there. I'm never going to get on this metaverse. It just feels like too controlling, too much privacy issues. I don't want everybody to know my business. Then, you know, if you're of that mindset, then you probably and likely won't be successful very long in business, because this metaverse, this new internet, this is going to be the only places to play, really. The new internet is going to pretty much feel like the current internet. It's going to be a lot more secure, but we will be able to have online storefronts as we do now. We'll be able to do virtual events without having to enter the metaverse like we do now, but the metaverse is going to just be far more colorful and robust. And so you're going to also want to be there if you really want to grow. So that's all I'm saying. Try not to close that mind and put that head in the sand yet. I'm encouraging you that all technology has a good side and a bad side. all change has a good side and a bad side. It's just how you look at it that's going to matter. So what I'm going to suggest we do, a few things in which we can nurture and enhance our human relationships that we are working on creating now, so that when we start moving into the metaverse, you're not going to lose all that traction that you've made. So people right now are lonely. They are chronically lonely. Through this pandemic, even though we're able to get online and we're able to Zoom with people, I am seeing and hearing it from all different directions, all different personality types, and they're saying, I'm lonely. So what can we do as business leaders to authentically connect and nurture the relationships that we have established as of today? Think about that as probably your new priority for 2023. What can you be doing on a regular basis that makes people feel seen, valued, and heard, and not just sell, but make them feel nurtured and held, and that you care about their success, you care about their life. You're a real human being emoting out to another human being saying, I see you, I hear you, you're safe here, you're welcome here. You know, ask me any questions, how can I help? Be more relatable as much as you can. And there's lots of different ways that you can nurture those relationships. I've got a very special thing I'm going to be rolling out next week about just showing up in their physical home in a mixed virtual world where we can make essentially like holiday cards come alive with you talking to them, like Harry Potter, or very magical. It's a very magical experience. And so I'm going to be offering that next week because I believe so much that we now is the time that we really, really, really need to make our followers, our community, our customers, our partners, our employees. Oh my goodness, employees need to be felt, you know, seen, heard, and appreciated, right? So these interactive experiences that we can incorporate now, or just checking in on your people regularly with a nurturing, loving, heart-centered like approach, it's going to be carry its weight in gold, I promise you. Because what we are wanting to do is to create our own community in a tight-knit way while the metaverse is evolving, before the doors are swinging wide open and anybody and everybody can create content and get in there. We're going to want to make people feel so much a part of a family now that when the metaverse opens, they will gladly either follow us in there, or we still own that community even outside of the metaverse, so that we still provide value in this new world. So don't forsake connecting and nurturing your relationships now. Do it now, because if you keep it shallow, they're going to leave you. And then what do you got? What have you got? So if you're not wanting to dive all in into the metaverse early, then will your business suffer? Well, if you lose all of your or majority of your audience, then I would say, yeah, your business is going to suffer. So build the human connection relationships now. So in the new metaverse, I see that there will be a way for us to connect with people there, but we'll all be in avatar 3D, like animated form. And it will feel somewhat like physical real, but it's not. And so we have to always keep that in mind. So authenticity is going to be a pretty big issue there, because there are actually going to be some people who are not going to want to carry over their same persona into the metaverse that they have built and established for themselves in the real world, because they may not want that metaverse credibility to track back to their real world person for some reason. There are already people who are using artificial intelligence and they're using them as an assistant, and they're acting, pretending that they're a real person. So there's already certain levels of inauthenticity happening now that we need to be aware of. And always be on guard, you know, just guard your heart, especially in a virtual world like the metaverse, because the people that you meet in there, may not even be real. I mean, it's like internet dating, right? People say, oh man, they could put up a fake profile picture. And then when you go to meet them in real life, they're like, woo! Totally not at all what they made themselves out to be. So that is going to be a thing in the metaverse where we are not going to always know who's being authentic. But the reality is that you will still be able to create a name for yourself, whether it's your real name or whether it's a completely different persona in the metaverse. It's still going to be an opportunity for you to build some credibility there so that people will see you as an authority in whatever industry that you are representing, right? So you get to choose how you want to play. But my suggestion is that you at least play at some level. And then I always say, hey, look, there's going to be with every new thing that we roll out, every change that we encounter, there's going to be a good side and there's going to be a bad side. So my suggestion here with the Tech with Heart initiative is, hey, let's embrace technology because we can't pretend it's not happening. It's like totally happening, but let's choose to use it for good. And the more we can convince others to use it for good too, or to report people that are using it for bad, then maybe we can hopefully shut that down and we can create a healthy, more productive, positive virtual world through the metaverse. I'm a believer. I think that it's possible. I think that the more people continue to show up and use it for good, then we'll win. You know, we won't win the entire world over, but we will have impact. And I think that if anything, I want my life to have impact. And I'm sure you want your life to have impact. So let's choose to use this technology and all technologies, even the ones we're currently using today, let's choose to use it for good and to nurture relationships as authentic as we can be in a virtual world, right? In a digital world. So what should business owners do to prepare for the metaverse? Well, my suggestion is to follow its development. That's staying informed, right? And then watch what the bigger players are doing. There are going to be some bigger companies that are going to be able to be earlier adopters into this metaverse, and they're going to hopefully be our testers. And we're going to be paying attention to what's happening, good and bad, because then we're waiting for those bigger players to open up the playing field, right? To provide us a utility platform in which we can then jump in on and potentially repurpose our existing content in a way that suits the metaverse world. So I also suggest you stay adaptable in your mindset. So through COVID, you saw that if you weren't adaptable or open to pivoting, then you probably suffered greatly in the crisis of the corona pandemic. But moving forward, as we all can tell, technology is moving at light speeds. We need to stay adaptable if we want to survive this digital era and we want to thrive in this digital era. So please be adaptable. That means keep an open mind and, if possible, jump in early on these things like the blockchain internet's coming. We need to migrate over as soon as we have the green light from certain platforms that are making it a lot easier. Like right now, PayPal is like one of the only merchant accounts that allow you to accept cryptocurrency unless you are a tech or more tech related company and you've created that portal for yourself. So follow that lead and start working on implementing that opportunity to accept cryptocurrency even in 2022. 2023, you for sure should be accepting cryptocurrency. And moving forward, that's going to become the new norm for money exchange, and it's going to be a lot more secure. So be adaptable, be an earlier adapter, because you'll win. Because currently, there's a lot of that 1%, the richest and wealthiest of the United States, are already exchanging a tons of value back and forth in the cryptocurrency space. But you probably aren't. So you're missing out on potentially attracting some bigger players to work with you. So jump in early, but you don't have to be the very first. See, these players are already out there doing it and they're experiencing the pros and the cons, and we're paying attention and we're watching and we're learning. Then we can figure out where we can jump in and feel safe about it. And that's the next part, is like, stay open to hanging out and listening to those who know a little bit more about this, but people that you trust, people that you know are pure in intention and that are not going to lead you down a dark path for their own personal gain. So definitely be a part of the Tech with Heart Network. We're very heart-centered. We're very innovative, and we are a nonprofit community here to support entrepreneurism so that we all grow together, but we also embrace technology in a way that enhances our business and it makes efficiencies within our businesses, but it also enhances that human relationship component that is so important. So I hope you've learned a little something today. I hope you found this valuable. I will be tuning in and inviting other experts onto the Tech with Heart show to continue to have this conversation and open up this dialogue as we move forward. So if you want to go and join our community, you're welcome to do so, either free or you can be a paid influencer, and you can even get interviewed on the Tech with Heart show. Just go check us out, techwithheartnetwork.com. We're doing some amazing things to come alongside and underneath and support you and enlighten you and empower you as to how you can grow your business and stay competitive and relevant in a digital era. So here's to your success.